Okay, today's daf is Bikurim daf Tezvav, and we are on Tezvav Amid Aleph on top. But first, one ha'ara about the Yud Dal Amid Beis. So what we're going through here is explaining the second Mishnah in this parak, which discussed the relationship between Bikurim and Truma and Maaser Sheni, as the first Mishnah did too. But this Mishnah talks about what does Maaser Sheni and Bikurim have in common that Truma does not have in common, right? And we mentioned that many of the Rishonim deal with the question of if Truma and Bikurim are compared to each other, so why don't we compare them regarding A, B, and C, all the differences that we have mentioned. But the Mishnah listed off, what are the differences between Maaser Sheni and Bikurim versus Truma? So number one, Maaser Sheni and Bikurim require Havas Mako, right? They need to be brought to the Beis HaMikdash. They have to be brought to Yerushalayim. Maaser Sheni has to be brought to Yerushalayim. Bikurim has to be brought to the Beis HaMikdash. And Truma does not. That was the first difference. So let's look at that again. On Yud Dal Amud Beis, the Gemara quoted the source for that. You need Havas Makom, Havesim Shama, Oloseichem, Zevchechem, Vesmas Oloseichem, Vesprumas Yadchem, that's Bikurim, Hatene, so that's for Meiser, heading over Bikurim, because you learn Hakodesh, Hakodesh, Ha'elyon, Mashma. Fine, so the Elyon, it means when we have Vidur Maisrus in Parshas Kisavo, the previous Parsha, is talking about Bikurim, and that's what Hakodesh is referring to. So both of these, Bikurim and Maaser Sheni, require Havas Makom. And then that's because Yerushalayim has Kedusha. Yerushalayim is a, as we know, a super Kedusha. As the Mishnayos describe in the beginning of Maseches Kelim, the Asara Kedushos, the 10 levels of Kedusha that we go from Eretz Yisrael to walled cities to Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim has that special Kedusha. What makes Yerushalayim so special? What gives it the Kedusha? There are many different elements and aspects. There is an interesting element that halachically, Yerushalayim is the capital city of Bnei Yisrael. It's the capital city, halachically. David HaMelech, right, without telling us why, but David HaMelech moves his Malchus from Chevron to Yerushalayim after 7 years in Chevron because he felt the pull. That's where the Malchus needs to be. But there's an amazing raya to this. Right? The Gemara says in Psachim and Daf Kuv Dalid, the Gemara says that we always have to, right before the end of a bracha, we have to summarize the theme of the bracha. And that's in every bracha in Shmon Esrei. Kigel goel chazak ata, bracha Hashem goel Yisrael. Kigel amelach rofei neman, bracha Hashem rofei chole amo Yisrael. Right, we always summarize right before the end. That's tzorach shiyomar me'in chasima, samach lachasimaso. So it works. It works for all. Kieta shomea tfilas amcha Yisrael barachamim, bracha Hashem shomea tfila, except for one. There's one that doesn't seem to fit. So far, so good. It's all about Yerushalayim. What's V'chisei David doing there? That's the next bracha. But V'chisei David is stuck in. Not only is it stuck in, it's the end of Yerushalayim Ircha. So there are some minhagim that flip the last two lines. Some Sephardic minhagim, they switch. V'chisei David me'el so'atachin, uvenei o'sabakar v'ina b'yan olam. So they switch the last two lines. But the Bach in Aruch Chaim Simekuf Yerches quotes Rabbi Shabtai Sagi Nahor. Rabbi Shabtai the blind. He quotes, who says, no, defend the minhag. Defend the minhag. Right, you put the V'chisei David me'el so'atachin, well, Malchus Beis David, that's the next bracha. No. Malchus Beis David and Bnei Yerushalayim is one theme. Because Malchus Beis David, the fact that David is the Melech and the capital city, that is Yerushalayim. If you don't have Malchus Beis David in Yerushalayim, then it's considered B'churbana. It's not fully built up. Aval ho'emas yored darko, she'bakashas V'chisei David me'el so'atachin, hu me'ein brachazu. Shemevakshim sheyibane Yerushalayim bekarov kidei shekisi David meher b'toch Yerushalayim tochin klomar shein sheilatenu ki mosar kavoa ki in kisei shalayim et shekisei David alachon Yerushalayim v'chulu. So it's one theme. Binyan Yerushalayim and Malchus Beis David. There's an agadata in Baba Kama on Daf Tzadi Zayin where the Gemara says Ezehu matbea shel Yerushalayim. What is the coin of Yerushalayim? Dabru Shlomo mitzad echad, v'Yerushalayim yirakodesh mitzad acher. So whatever, you know, figurative message that's trying to give us, two sides of the same coin, literally. David and Shlomo, Malchus Beis David on one side, Yerushalayim on the other side. So obviously, so what brings the Kedusha to Yerushalayim? So it's the capital city, first of all. But obviously as well, it's not only the capital city, but it's the source of Ruchnius that spreads out to the world. Right, we're learning Zerayim. Meister Sheni, we're talking about Meister Sheni, Nisavos Makom. Why does Meister Sheni need Nisavos Makom? What does the Pasuk say? The Pasuk says, go there, v'achalta l'fnei Hashem alokecha, v'machom ha-shi yivcha, l'shakeit v'shem, Meister, t'goncha, t'yorosha v'yisarecha, uv'achoriz b'karcha, l'man tilmad l'yirath Hashem alokecha kol hayamim. It brings to Yerushalayim. Going to Yerushalayim is supposed to bring to Yerushalayim. Why? Because, again, especially in the days of old, hopefully now too, but it says in Sefer HaChinuch, in Mitzvah Shin Samach, talking about the Mitzvah of Meiser Behema, which also has to be brought to Yerushalayim, because when we go and we see all of the holy ones of Am Yisrael, the Kohanim and the Levim, and we saw the greatest rabbis of the generation walking around, the greatest 71 rabbis walking around Yerushalayim, and we're just in their presence, so it's going to radiate out, the Kedusha is going to radiate out. Sibev Bitfunas, Hashem made sure, by all of these mitzvahs that we have to bring to Yerushalayim, to make sure we go there every so often. Or at least somebody from the family goes there, is inspired, then goes back home and brings that Kedusha with them. And again, in the halachic context, because the greatest rayas for hashkafic messages, if you could ground them in halacha. Like we just saw, Malchus Beis David is grounded in halacha. V'chisei David, in the Nusach HaShemoneh Esrei, that proves to us. So in the world of halacha too, right, the Rambam. The Rambam, more than once, the Rambam, when it says the word Mikdash in Mishnayos, the Rambam, numerous times, says that means Yerushalayim. Remember the fourth parak in Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah Shacholias B'Shabbos. B'Mikdash Ayitokan Avaloba Medina. Right? They blew shofar in Mikdash, not in Medina. Right? Sheet of the Rambam, that means all of Yerushalayim. All of Yerushalayim, as long as there's a Bezdin in there. All of Yerushalayim, you could blow shofar in Mikdash. Why did the Rabbi Yonasi use such a confusing word? Rashi argues. Rashi says Mikdash means Mikdash, and Medina means outside of the base of Mikdash. Rashi, the Rambam says Mikdash means all of Yerushalayim. Why? Because it's an expansion of Kedusha's Mikdash. Right? Ki mitzion teitzei Torah udvar Hashem miYerushalayim. So that is another totally different theme. They're connected, but a theme of Malchus Beis David being one theme of Yerushalayim. It's the capital city and it's the spiritual center. Obviously, the spiritual center of Yerushalayim, the Shechina is never batel. One might say, right, Malchus Melech is all about taking care. The job of a king is to keep the peace and to make sure there's a functioning society, right? That's Malchus. And then Ruchnius. So it's kind of Ben Adam LaMakom and Ben Adam LaChadero, right? The two elements of Yerushalayim, which might even be in its name. Remember the Medrash? The Medrash says that Hashem didn't know what to call this place, right? Because Shame called it Shalem, right? Malki Tzedek Melech Shalem. The Avram Avinu called it Hashem Yireh, right? By the Akedah, Hashem Yireh. So I don't know. Should I call it Yireh? Should I call it Shalem? So Kadosh Baruch Hu made a pshara. Yerushalayim, and that's so Yireh, Hashem Yireh. That's Ben Adam Lamakon. Shalem, Shlemus Shalom. That's Ben Adam Machavero. So those are the two themes of Yerushalayim we have there too. So again, that's the first din that Meiser Sheni and Truma, Meiser Sheni and Bikurim share. Unlike Truma, that is Havas Makom. Number two, right? What's the next line of the Mishnah? The Mishnah says that Bikurim and Meiser Sheni are both need Havas Makom. There's three halachas: Havas Makom, Vidui, and Isser Onein. Keep in mind, in the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon only argues on case three. Right, Daf Yudam Aleph going over to my base. So Bikurim, Havas Makom, Vidui, Onein, and then we're going to have Biur, which is also a Machlokas, Rabbi Shimon and the Tanakama. So, but first we found the Psukim for Havas Makom. Next, top of Tesvav and Aleph now. Vatun and Vidui, they both need Vidui. Vidui Maisras, and Bikurim also has a declaration in the Beis HaMikdash. Dechsiv, Yanisav, Amartav, Nei Hashem Alkecha. That pasuk. Ad kadu ha-maiser. That's vidui maiseris. Bikurim inayin. Kaida omer, Yaakov, Bar Acha, B'Shem Rebel Yezer. Elazar, HaKodesh. HaKodesh Elyon B'Mashma. Again, the vidui maiseris is referring back to Bikurim. When we do the vidui maiseris in the fourth and the seventh year, we also include Biarti HaKodesh Min Abayis. Included in that is also Bikurim. And that's the Vidui that, again, I did everything I was supposed to do. Right? Truma, I gave to the Kohen. Truma's Meiser, I gave to the Kohen. Meiser Rishon, I gave to the Levi. Meiser Sheni, I destroyed. Bikurim, I destroyed. Right? That's the beer that we learned, that you have to do at the end of the years. Good. The Asurim La'onain, next line of the Mishnah said, Bikurim and Meiser Sheni are usher to an Onain. So what's explicit in the Torah? Right? Only Meiser Sheni. Ad kedun tchsev lo achalti va'oni mimenu. Right? We say vidi meisters. I didn't eat meister sheni in a state of aninus. Right? After a relative dies before kvura. Ad kedun meiser. Again, that's beferish only about meister sheni. Bikurim inayin. How do I know that bikurim are also not allowed to be eaten in a state of aninus? Because after all, truma and chaloi could eat in a state of aninus. So why? How do you know Bikurim you cannot? How do you know Bikurim is like Meister Sheni? So the same drasha, Kai Da'amar Reb Yaakov Bar Acha B'Shemer Belazar HaKodesh HaKodesh Ha'elyam B'mashma. Three halachas, right? The halacha of Havas Makom and Vidui and Aninus. All of those three are learned. How do you learn all of those to Bikurim? From this drasha. HaKodesh HaKodesh Kodem. So that's why these three halachas compare Bikurim and Meister Sheni. Good. Let's do a drop more, and then we'll make a comment about Aninus. So the question that Gemara asks is, one second. Remember the Mishnah? We just learned three halachas. Havas Makom, Vidui, and Aninus. Rabbi Shimon only argues in case three. So the Gemara is going to ask, wait a second. If all of these three are based on the same drasha, so does he hold to the drasha or does he not hold to the drasha? Right? If he holds to the drasha to compare, then he should say that he shouldn't argue in any case. And if he does not hold to the drasha, then he should argue in all three cases. Why does he only argue in case three? So Taninan, says the Gemara, Taninan called Ilein Milaya. We just learned all of these things, right? They're all based on the same drasha of HaKodesh. Rabbi Shimon Palig. And Rabbi Shimon argues in case three. Gabe Vidu, less Rabbi Shimon Palig. But in the earlier cases, he doesn't argue. I don't understand. Does he hold to the drasha or not? Does he hold HaKodesh in Vidu Maestros includes or doesn't include? So why does he only argue by Vidu? So the Gemara answers, really, he does not hold to the drasha. As we'll see, he holds to the drasha, to an invidui, Gabe vidui, let's just see the Gemara folder for a second. Gabe vidui, lesser of Shimon Palig, look what he says on the top. V'lama, harichat taima islahu. Im hakodesh hu kodesh ha'elyon. If he agrees to the drasha, im kein afla onen ye'asar. If he agrees to the drasha, so it should also be asar for an onen. Meaning, and what does he say? He says Reb Shimon matirs it for an onen. V'lachayv gamkin bebi'ur. And also the next line, Reb Shimon says you're pater from bi'ur. So the answer, vidui zukriya. Vidui of bikurim is the mikra bikurim. Right, is the Mikra Bikurim. We know there's a separate part of the Mikra Bikurim. V'les Reb Shimon Palig, Tichsiv, V'yanisa, V'yamarta. He has to agree to the Vidui. When it says that he agrees to the Vidui, in case number two, he does not argue. Right, he does not argue. Why does he say Vidui? Because, not because he compares and holds to the Drasha. Right, he doesn't hold to the Drasha. Like we know by Aninus, and we know by Biur. But Vidui, he argues because there he agrees with the Tanakhama because there's something called Mikra Bikurim, and that's what he calls Vidui. Right? There is a concept of Vidui Maestras. So the Tanakhama, it says included in the Vidui Maestras is also a declaration about Bikurim. So Reb Shimon says, I don't agree to the comparison between HaKodesh comparing Maestr Sheni and Bikurim, but I do hold there's something called Mikra Bikurim. That's a separate mitzvah. I agree with that. Says Reb Chaim Kanievsky. We see on the bottom. La'olam palagah chachamim. Really, he argues. V'sfirale debibikurim leka vidui. There is no vidui, what you call vidui. And that would be comparable to the other halachas that we learn. Ube'eza vidui palag bevidui hamar b'maisr sheni. Right? The vidui of lo'avarti mi mitzvosecha bi'arti akodesh ben abayis. That's not referring to bikurim, according to Rabbi Shimon. Avo yesh vidui bibikurim asha'in betruma v'zui kriya ha'parsha amur bibikurim. We said this in the last year. But there is a parallel, a substitute vidui, so to speak, declaration that Bikurim has, and therefore Bikurim has a declaration, and Meister Sheni has a declaration, Truma has nothing. So in that, Rabbi Shimon agrees, that's why Rabbi Shimon doesn't touch vidui, he doesn't argue a vidui in the Mishnah, because there is a substitute. Okay. So that was all part one of the Mishnah. Right, we've had all the halachas of learned out from HaKodesh. So what did we talk about? We spoke about Havas Makom, Vidui, Aninus, and Biur. Four. Now, look at the next line. Remember the next line of the Mishnah. So we got to have this, know this well in order to understand the next daf. Right? What did the Mishnah say? The way that we explained it, and we're going to go with this explanation. The Mishnah said, on the second line of Yudalam Abayz, the Mishnah says, Osrin Kol Shehem Yilocha B'Yerushalayim. Right? And they're usher to eat. What did that mean? The way we explained it was that if you bring Bikur Mamaisi Sheni into Yerushalayim, and then you bring it out of Yerushalayim, and it gets mixed into Chulin, there's no Bittul there. It's Oser B'Kol Shehu. Why? We explained it already. The Gemara is going to say why. The Gemara is going to say why. Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. But the Mishnah says, there's no Bittul there. Why? You can just bring it to Yerushalayim. That's already the answer, but we'll explain it already now. Right? That's what the Mishnah says. That's what the line means. V'osrin kol shehem yilocha b'Yerushalayim. Right? Outside of Yerushalayim, right? Bring it back in. There's no bittul. And the same thing with gidulin. That was the next line. These are the two lines that we're focusing on now for the next daf and a half. These two lines of the Mishnah. First, the Mishnah says, if I brought bikurim and ma'aser sheni in, and then I bring it out, and then it gets mixed up into my chulin, it's not bittul. Right, you got to bring it back in. That's first line. Second line, gidulin. What if I take Maaser Sheni or Bikurim that went into Yerushalayim, that went out, and I plant it? That also, whatever grows, asur, I have to bring it to Yerushalayim to eat it. Right? Even though we usually say gidulin, marchulin, no, you got to bring it back to Yerushalayim. And in both of those cases, Rabbi Shimon says to argue. Right, next line of the Mishnah, af lezarim. Right, Bikurim is mutter v'zarim, af lebehema, Rabbi Shimon matir. So that's the section of the Mishnah that we're going to deal with for the next half and a half. So here we go. So says the Gemara, Va'osrin kol shehen. Right, we're in the middle of Tesvav and Aleph. Right, it's Osir kol shehen. That was the first line we just explained. Right, that if Bikurim and Maaser Sheni are brought into Yerushalayim, and then they go out of Yerushalayim, so then, and they get mixed in, so then they are going to be not Batel. So we're going to talk about why that is. So first of all, Keni Masnisa, Va'osrin kol shehen milocha b'Yerushalayim. Right, the Mishnah says it's Asr as we just explained it. Rabbi Shimon Matir, but we're assuming, like the next line of the Mishnah that says, Rabbi Shimon is Matir in that case, Rabbi Shimon argues. He says that even if it goes out, it's Batel. We're going to see the Gemara is going to explain that he's only arguing on the Bikurim part of it. By Maaser Sheni, he's going to agree that the mixture is Asr. We'll see why. Well, that's going to be the end of today's daf. But Rabbi Shimon argues on something in that line. And then the next line of the Mishnah, V'gidulin asur milach v'Yerushalayim. If you have seeds, if you have Maaser Sheni Bikurim that went into Yerushalayim, and then that went out of Yerushalayim, and you planted it, and it grew, so really that should be mutter. Why? Because the seeds disintegrate, and then they grow. So, says the Mishnah, it's asur. You have to, why? Bring it back to Yerushalayim. Rabbi Shimon Matir, and again, Rabbi Shimon is Matir. And this was the line from the Mishnah, V'afla Zarim, even to Zarim, meaning the Bikurim. V'afla Behema, which is the Maaser Sheni, Rabbi Shimon Matir. Fine. That was all the Mishnah. So now the Gemara says, Of Rabbanan Modile. The Rabbanan would admit to Rabbi Shimon that it's Mutter if it never went into Yerushalayim. Right? How did we just explain the Mishnah? When is it Aser and is that Batel? If it went into Yerushalayim, it came out. Right? So that's when it's not batel. And as we explained it, because it's right outside of Yerushalayim. It's Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. Just bring it back in. But the Rabbanan would agree to Rabbi Shimon that it's batel and it's mutter in a case, we have to add in these words to the Gemara, right? In a case where it never went into Yerushalayim. If Bikurim and Maaser Sheni, if Bikurim gets in, mixed into 1 to 100, right? Bikurim is like Truma. If Maaser Sheni gets mixed into Rov, right? If it gets mixed in, so then Rabbanan would be moda that it's batel. Rabbanan, of Rabbanan modile. As we said, so now the Gemara says, one second, min du masiv lon, from the fact that Rabbi Shimon asks the Rabbanan, mosiv lon, from the fact that Rabbi Shimon asks the Rabbanan the following question, einat tamodim shein mutarim lazarim, don't you agree that when it never came in, it's outside. It's mutter to zarim, the bikurim. Shehein mutter am l'achilas behema. And that the Maaser Sheni is mutter to achilas behema. You agree if it never came into Yerushalayim, right? Rabbi Shimon says to the Rabbanan, if you have Maaser Sheni and bikurim outside of Yerushalayim, it's batel if it gets mixed in. Says Rabbi Shimon, v'yesh mechitza l'achilas zarim, v'yesh mechitza l'achilas behema. Is there a halacha that the going out of Yerushalayim asers? Does the wall of Yerushalayim aser and do anything? Why should there be a difference, Rabbi Shimon is asking. Right? Again, the Rabbanan, how do we explain in the Mishnah? How do we explain the Tanakhama, the Rabbanan? That what's not batel, if it goes into Yerushalayim, comes out of Yerushalayim, gets mixed in, not batel. Why? You got to bring it back in. But if it never went into Yerushalayim, so then, I already gave the answer to the Gemara in the explanation. But if it never went into Yerushalayim, it's going to be batel. Answer of Shimon, what's the difference? Just because it came out of Yerushalayim, all of a sudden, it's Ne'asar. Right? Yesh mechitza la'achil azarim, yesh mechitza la'achil behema. Does the wall of Yerushalayim aser it to zarim to behema when you bring it out? Kishem shem mechitza la'zarim, kachin mechitza la'achil behema. It shouldn't aser. It shouldn't aser in any case. So, Rabbi Shimon asked that from the Rabbanan. Why do you make such a distinction? Answer, Rabbanan Amrin. Rabbanan will tell you, no, there's a big difference, as we explained it. Yerushalayim, if it was brought into Yerushalayim, and therefore you could bring it right back in. If you brought it now, you could bring it back in easily, and therefore we consider it a davar sheish lamatirin. Right? Davar sheish lamatirin, usually we spoke about it in the last year. Some achronim say, oh, it only means that if it becomes mutter memela. Right? That was the Yamshel Shlomo. But the Shach said no, and this gemara seems to be beferish. Right? It's not memela. You have to do something. If you bring it into Yerushalayim, it becomes mutter, and the gemara calls that a davar sheish lamatirin. Kamad Tamar, as we learned, Davar Sheish Lamatirin Oser Kolshu. A Davar Sheish Lamatirin is Asers, right? It's not Batel. V'dichvase Yerushalayim Oser Kolshu. So too, Yerushalayim, the ability to bring it into Yerushalayim, Asers B'Kolshu. Period. Adkan, this section of the Gemara. So what did we just explain? Right? In the second half of the Mishnah, there are two lines. Right, the first half of the Mishnah we did earlier in the daf. That was about Biur and Avos Makom and Vidui. But now we're in the second half of the Mishnah. The Mishnah has two lines. One line is, the way we explained it, if you bring Bikurim and Maaser Sheni into Yerushalayim, and then you bring it out, it's not Batel. Right? Because it's Davar Sheish L'Matirin, you got to bring it back in. That was line one. And that's different than Truma. Because Truma has nothing to do with walls. If you bring Truma in, bring Truma out, Truma is always Batel. 1 in 100. That's always different. That was one line. And we just explained, Reb Shimon was upset about that. There shouldn't be a difference. It should always be mutter. And the Chachamim say, no. Davar Sheish L'Matirin. Davar Sheish L'Matirin. And therefore, if it went in and went out, and now it's easy, you can just bring it back in, it is not batel like a Davar Sheish L'Matirin. But now the next line of the Mishnah said, a similar case, similar machlok, it's about Gidulin. Right, what was that? You bring Maaser Sheni and Bikurim in, you bring it out, and it doesn't get mixed into Chulin, but you plant it. You plant it. So what grows is like a mixture of chulin dirt, nutrients, and the Maaser Sheni and Bikurim. So there too, the Rabbanan say, it's not batel, meaning it's not a tarovis, bring it all to Yerushalayim. And Rabbi Shimon says, no, it's mutter. Rabbi Shimon says it's mutter. So now we're going to talk about that line. Says the Gemara, ma pligin Rabbi Shimon v'Rabbanan b'gidulin. So the Gemara says, what's the machlokas? Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbanan argue in the gidulin case. Aval be'eruvin, but in the mixture part of the case, of Reb Shimon Modi. Right, Reb Shimon is Modi. What do you mean Reb Shimon is Modi? We just say Reb Shimon argues. So we're about to see. Reb Shimon is Modi by the Maaser Sheni part of it. That is Usser. He argues on the Bikurim part of it. The Gemara is going to say that explicitly in two lines. But the Gemara says here, in the Gidulin part of it, in the second line that we're talking about, Reb Shimon argues. Both Bikurim and Maaser Sheni, if you plant it, and it's mutter, and the Chacham say it's usser. But in the first case, he only argues by the Bikurim. By the Maaser Sheni, he'll agree. So what's the difference? Ask the Gemara, Ma Beni Reuven, Ma Beni Gidulin. What's the difference between, right, case one and case two? We're in the Seifa. Case one, we're saying that Rabbi Shimon agrees somewhat in the Erevin and the mixture case. He agrees somewhat, meaning he agrees by Maaser Sheni, not by Bikurim. And why in the second case of Gidulin, where it grows, he doesn't agree. He argues. It's all mutter. So what's the difference? So the Gemara says, Eruvin be'einon hein. When something is mixed in, the Bikurim and the Maaser Sheni are there. They're mixed in, but they're there. If they're there, that's why I'm going to be more machmir there. I'm going to agree by certain cases that it's usser. Gidulin, but in this Gidulin case, kfar batlu. What happens when something grows? Right? If first it disintegrates. It destroys itself. Right? And it implodes, whatever you call it. Kfar balu. So Rabbi Shimon says, I'm more makel in the Gidulin case because it totally disappears and then regrows anew? That's mutter. So Rabbi Shimon is going to say, what, you're going to say Davar Sheish L'Matirin? But it's not there anymore. You don't say Davar Sheish L'Matirin if it's not there anymore. Right? The Rabbanim would say, it is a little bit there, it disintegrates, but it causes, if there was really zero there, then it wouldn't grow. But that is the difference between the two. So now the Gemara says, we take out the word kaf. Ma de Reb Shimon modi le Rabbanan. One second. We just said that in the first line of what we're talking about, Reb Shimon is modeb. What do you mean? In the Mishnah he argues. No. Ma de Reb Shimon modi le Rabbanan be'eruvei ma'aser. What does he agree in the Eruvin? He agrees to the Chachamim in the Ma'aser Sheni case. If Ma'aser Sheni is brought into Yerushalayim and then brought out and mixed in, he agrees that's not batel. Reason is not batel. Avo be'eru bikurim ki gedulim heim. But what he argues in is the case of Bikurim. If Bikurim go in, and then Bikurim go out, and it gets mixed in, Rabbi Shimon would say Batel. Right, so the question is, why is that? V'chein ha'yir Rabbi Shimon Omer, Eina Bikurim Osir Nesei Ruvayan, V'gidulin Milochav Yerushalayim. He doesn't say Osir by Bikurim. Ma'ben Ma'aser Ma'ben Bikurim. What's the difference now within that Rabbi Shimon, what's the difference between Ma'aser and Bikurim? Right? Why? Again, in the first line that we're talking about, where it goes in and then comes out. Rabbi Shimon says, by Bikurim, it is mutter. By Ma'aser Sheni, it's Aser. Why? Why does he argue on the Rabbanan by Bikurim and not by Ma'aser Sheni? Answer, last line for today, Ma'aser Ein Lo Aliyah. When Ma'aser Sheni becomes Batel, what's the halacha? It just becomes Batel. You don't take anything out of it. It just becomes Batel. And therefore, because it becomes Batel, Rabbi Shimon would say, it's Batel, but you know what? Don't reshesh matir and bring it back to Yerushalayim. Right? It's Batel, but it's still there. Bikurim Yesh Lehen Aliyah. Bikurim is like Truma. What's Yesh Lehen Aliyah? We learned this halach already. If Truma becomes Batel, or Bikurim becomes Batel, what do? You got to take one out and give it to the Kohen. Right? Gezel HaShevet. You got to take one out. And we view that one as if that's the one. We don't know for sure. That's the Truma. That's the Bikurim. So Rabbi Shimon says, that's why, if you take one out, I'm not going to give you the Chumra of Dover Sheyesh L'Matirin is, it's not Batel. You took one out. And you're going to treat that one like Truma and Bikurim. So therefore, I'm going to be more machmir, says Rabbi Shimon, by Ma'aser Sheni when it's Batel. Because Dover Sheyesh L'Matirin, bring it back in, like the Rabbanan. But by Bikurim, I won't be so machmir because you took one out, and therefore your machshiv, the one that you took out as the Bikurim itself, and therefore I'm going to be makel there. So where are we so far? Where are we so far? Again, we have two parts to the Mishnah. The first half of the daf was about the first part of the Mishnah, about the comparisons between Bikurim and Truma. You know that from the word Ha'elyon, and you compare that regarding Havas Makom, and Vidui, and Biur, and Onain. Right? Those four halachas we compare, we ended up saying that Rabbi Shimon argues, but Mikra Bikurim is going to agree by Vidui, because, you know, there's Mikra Bikurim. And now we're talking about the second part of the Mishnah. The second part of the Mishnah quoted two halachas. If you bring Ma'aser Sheni and Truma into Yerushalayim, and then you bring it out of Yerushalayim, what's the halacha? The Rabbanan say, it's not batel. To davar sheyesh matirin, just bring it back in. Rabbi Shimon says, it's batel by Bikurim, and it's mutter. By Ma'aser Sheni, it's not batel. I agree with the Rabbanan, you got to bring it back in. That was case number one. Case number two is by the Gidulin. By the Gidulin, it's a full-fledged machlokas. By the Gidulin, the Rabbanan say, if you put it, bring it in, and then you bring it out, so then, even the Gidulin are going to be usur, you got to bring it back in. It's not batel. It's not, the mixture is not mutter. While Rabbi Shimon there says by both by Ma'aser Sheni and by Bikurim, it's mutter. Why? Because it totally disintegrated. It's not be'en anymore by the Gidulin. Right? It disintegrates as it goes in the ground and then it reforms. So that's why in the second line, Rabbi Shimon matirs in those cases. Remember, Davar Sheyesh L'Matirin is a fun topic, and we've discussed often the Machlokas Rashi and the Ran with Nafkaminas. Maybe we'll just start with the Machlokas, and we'll mention some of the Nafkaminas next time. And that is, remember the Machlokas Rashi. Rashi says, why is a Davar Sheyesh L'Matirin not Batel? Because Acha Tochlenu Be'Isser Tochlenu Be'Heter. It's Rashi at the beginning of Maseches Beitza. You might as well make it Mutter without Bittel. Yes, we hold a Bittel, but like an egg, Beitza Shenolda. Anyantif. It's muksa today, so wait till tomorrow. Wait tomorrow, it'll be mutter even without pizza, without the mixture. You might as well wait, right? That's Rashi, because davar sheyesh matirin. You might as well wait, or you might as well do what, bring it to your shalayim. Then you don't have to rely on bittel. And the Ran, if you remember, quotes Noah, much more fancy lumdus. And that is, bittel requires a clash. Heter and isser. Right? If two things are similar, like Rabbi, he compares it to Rabbi Yehuda's min b'mino. Min b'mino lo batel, because they're similar. And one doesn't overpower. Bittel requires a clash. So the Rabbanan used the principle of Rabbi Yehuda of min b'mino in the context of Dav Sheish Matir. Dav Sheish Matir is an Isser. It's an Isser, but it's an Isser that has a Matirin. So that's too close to being mutter to be a clash with the Dvar Heter. That's the Ran. And therefore, a Dav Sheish Matirin, Beheter, is like min b'mino. It's like two things that could coexist, and therefore it's not Batel. So that is a more, it's a fancier, right? The Ran in Nedarim and Beis, it's a Lumdis, and it's, but there are major machlokos, there are major nafkaminas that we might have between the two different versions of Rashi and the Ran. We'll start with that next time when we get to Bigurim Daf Tezayin.